Hello, welcome to day four of How to Get Your Own Back. This is about tenderly welcoming all parts of ourselves, to really honor and include the totality of you. Your weak, stressed, failing self needs love too. This day is about truly respecting and integrating those parts of ourselves that we're ashamed to admit we have not grown past. When we can truly welcome, face, and hold the difficult parts of ourselves, we can then meet life from the fullness of our being, from our full capacity, when we welcome the hard parts in. Our culture teaches us that we need to be the best, have others look up to us, have followers, or create something of high impact. But all of us can't be the best. And there are countless other ways to be happy besides being better than other people. This notion makes us reject aspects of ourselves, to not accept our imperfections, our struggling self, our insecure self. When we catch a glance at this person who's faltering or weaker, sometimes we'll run the other way. We'll pretend she's not there. Yet we all have times that we falter and fall short of our goals, where we get insecure and don't know what to do. Imperfection is part of life. Accepting that you don't fully know what you're doing. You're allowed to be a regular human. Who you are is enough. And so go ahead and bring your attention to your breath. Just sensing the next breath. The inflow, the outflow. Letting thoughts recede to the background a bit. Noticing whether your breath is deep or shallow. And can it be okay for you to just be you right now? If you're not okay, to not be okay right now. By really allowing yourself to be exactly as you are right now, this is not about agreeing to staying this way, like a future of stress or pain. This practice is only about right now. Can it be okay to just be utterly open to whatever is here? To breathe how you breathe, feel how you feel. Perhaps there's no mistake, my dear. Perhaps the story the mind has constructed about life is just that, a story. And you are perfectly whole, perfectly okay, prior to all stories. Perhaps you're supposed to be stuck in your life situation for this long with little reprieve. Perhaps this is a path you chose before this lifetime to learn something big. Perhaps you needed to reach your wit's end in order to truly open to the fullness of you, to collapse into your own heart. Perhaps the path to eventually know the connectedness of reopening, not abandoning your sweet self, is the exact path you're on. This is your path to contentment and peace. And so don't leave yourself for a world of thought. Find your home in what is. If there's shame here, let it bring you closer to yourself, to your breath, to your goodness, to your heart, to the sense of being alive, to a deep surrender to the imperfection of this human experience. You've been lost in your head, my friend. Your idea is that you should be better than you are. Return to your heart now. Soften into this moment. Disappointment can be a gateway. Let all expectations melt into silence. Nothing about you is a mistake. By turning towards ourselves, this can be the beginning, you see. The beginning of a great love affair with the fullness of your being. Beginning to just stay and turn towards the seeming stuck pain inside. Infuse it with fascination and curiosity. Instead of seeing parts of yourself as something that needs to be fixed or healed, see it as something longing for attention and love. Drench all parts of you with awareness. Reconnect with your wholeness. There is space for all of you here. Nothing about you is a mistake. From your very beginning, you were perfect, you see. Perfect in your total imperfection. What's made you so real, so human, so authentic are your unique and irreplaceable quirks, are your idiosyncrasies and flaws. There will never be another one of you. Even in your imperfection, you're a perfect expression of life. A beloved child of the world, a complete work of art. Life was never about being perfect, you see. It's always been about being perfectly here, perfectly yourself, and all of your divine nuance and complexity. Come home to your fullness. Welcome it all. Invite it all in. From the very beginning, you were perfect, you see. Perfect in your imperfection. Nothing about you is a mistake. It's all welcomed here. It's from this space of utter self-acceptance and wholeness that we're the most resourced to change.